Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What, John, what is the Lord laying on your heart, man, in your abiding time? What is taking place? What's God saying?
Well, my goodness, he is saying a whole lot. One of the things that, you know, oftentimes you watch a sporting event and, you know, you have a lot of folks that are watching these games and they're watching, they're umpiring, if you will, from home on the couches.
Right.
And it's so interesting how it's so different when you're watching a game. As opposed to when you're playing a game, you know, you watch the television programs.
Pretty
and,
cocky when they're watching.
Oh,
when
man.
You're playing, it's like, I don't have time to.
I said, son, this is we. This is we. This is, you know, this
right,
is
right.
we.
Right.
And
W-I-I, right?
Yeah, W-I-I, the game, you know.
Uh-huh.
And every swing is a home run. It's not the real deal.
Right.
But you have all these television programs where they're, you know, folks are judging contestants and they're formulating opinions. And I always wonder. There's a guy who give this, you know, Simon, give these all these strong critiques here,
right.
But would you judge yourself in the same manner?
That show crashes and burns. The second they start doing their little stuff to it, once they get rid of the audition thing, they go to the next thing, they mess everybody up. It's like, okay, it's over.
I'm wondering, you know, could you do the very thing that you're criticizing? Could you actually do it?
Those are the ones you listen to, the ones that really can do it.
Yeah. Those are the ones
of them.
Yeah. And you notice that their opinion is always a little bit more gentler, more kinder, because they're actually the ones doing it.
They limp.
Yeah, they limp. But what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of people that are criticizing and formulating a whole lot of judgments everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easy to make judgments if you're not listening to God. It's easy to come out of your head and make opinions and start speaking over things. And it's like, I don't think that God's called us to do this. You know, God's not called us to, you know, start casting judgments, if you will.
Right.
And so I've been reading in Matthew. One of the things that the word judge means is to form a judgment, an opinion, to start making some speculation, if you will.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's some proper judging.
What was that? Okay, no sound effects here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a problem. I mean, if you're in the court of law and you're a judge, then you can actually, you know, you can make some proper judgments because you're looking at the facts and the evidence. But the issue is that most people are not judges. They're not, you know, they have no right or authority to have the gavel, if you will. They have no right to have the gavel.
Right.
And they start making pronouncements. You know, an opinion is a view of a situation or a matter. And we step into the area of being critical. Mm-hmm. When we start to, you know, judge anything, a person, you know, a matter, and we put our mouth on it, you know, put our thoughts on it, and it's like, wait a minute, God didn't call you, John, you know, or, you know, whoever's listening, he didn't call us to be judges and critiques of things.
You know why people that do judge and criticize is that reason why they're so good at it? He says it. He says, because you do the same thing, you know?
Yeah,
because whatever point you're judging others, you're judging yourself, and
exactly.
That's why they're like, "Man, it's amazing how well you judge." Yeah, I do the same thing. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
Romans chapter 2.
Yeah. Well, this is what Matthew 7 says. Is along with that, do not judge, or you too will be judged.
Ooh.
You know, it's amazing. God tells you things to do in God's word and things not to do. Right?
Mm. No, is there a not?
These are not suggestions. You know what I'm saying? It's like the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not the great suggestions.
Cut it off, gouge it out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You missed yesterday's program. You want to catch that? Special shout out, by the way, to Wendy out there in New Jersey and the House of Peter Church. Man, I am getting awesome reports about they're listening to VFN radio and just, I mean, they're sharing it with everyone in the Northeast.
Awesome,
and
cool. Awesome.
But the Word of God says in Matthew 7:1, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged.
Oh, my goodness. Is that why people that are judgmental or like broken down folks and stressed out and because these things are hitting them back?
Hitting them back. Hitting them back.
Don't you think too that that's
go ahead. Hey,
but that's people's biggest fear of speaking in the public is because they criticize those who have
every single person has got up. They may, look what she's wearing. Look what he's wearing. Did
some
say that
some people make you leave the room while they speak. Like, you can't even be in the same room.
That's happened once or twice.
I don't know. It makes you wonder what was going on when you were in the front of the room when you were speaking.
That's so true.
I'm not going to say what happened with that kind of thing. Yeah. Wash him, Jesus.
Wash him. Wash him. Wash him.
I can remember a time or two.
I can't remember a time or two.
Was that critical? Was that critical?
Just flashbacks.
I thought it was a shot back.
Okay. Oh, right? So good. Witty.
But I'm not judging.
I'm just saying.
Write that one.
That was good, man. Jiminy, I'm just saying, Gregory.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right. All right.
For the same
it
way.
Kind of breaks the ice after all that, right? Yeah. I'm just saying. You still love me? Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is what the word God says. For in the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. You're going to reap what you've been sowing in the lives of other people and what you're doing. But listen to this. He says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Mm. Why are you paying attention to that little tiny particle of dust in someone else's eyes? Mm-hmm. And you're ignoring the plank and the forest and the tree.
The telephone pole.
And it's interesting, you know, we were talking earlier about folks that are spectating sports and they're watching and they're seeing. Today, you have a lot of people that are wearing spectacular spectacles for spec watching. Mm. They have these large glasses that are zooming in on people's specs.
We think about it. Ever since Perry Mason, there's something inside of our sin nature, the wrong, bad part of us, that wants to sit here and watch this jury trial.
Yeah.
I mean, think about OJ's trial. You think about the trial down south. You think about, and the thing is that, you know, the proper application of knowledge, and you have to, jury of your peers are going to have to evaluate things, but being critical and fault finding in the context of that. But all of a sudden, it's like everybody feels like they're on a jury. I mean, you say, is everybody on a jury?
Yeah.
You know, and so they have all these judging shows today. Isn't it amazing? It's all about judging and determining, and it's crazy.
It is opinion formulating, and then it becomes all into being critical and criticizing. It's like, oh, they shouldn't have made that, or what was she wearing? It's like, oh, my goodness. Children are getting involved, and you realize that, you know, when you walk in a critical spirit like that, you're going to reap that in your life. And is it a wonder that today there's so many children, you know, you hear of, you know, folks saying, and parents saying, oh, I can't believe that my child's speaking to me like that. Or maybe we're just reaping the judgments that we've sown over people. You know, children hear what you're saying.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Or they hear what you're, it's a spiritual thing too. Yeah. So if it's in your heart,
it's,
That's the biggest one. You know?
Yeah. That's so true. Mm-hmm. You're thinking it's in your heart. It's in your home.
Yes.
It's in your home. And so the children are judging each other. They're judging their parents. And you find out that the whole family is critically wounded. You know, they're critically wounded because they're walking in a critical state of mind. I don't do anything. I just spectate. I spectate with my spectacles and I look for spec. And people say, I like people watching. You know, the thing is, are we people watching? Why are we watching? Are we judging instead of being involved in the game?
Yes.
And we talked about that yesterday. If you missed yesterday's program, you really want to catch yesterday's program. It's wonderful. But it's all about, you're called to be in the game. One of the segments, you're called to be in the game. God has a role for you to play.
Play ball.
When he says, hut, hut, hike, you're expecting the ball to come to you. You're not looking. You're not in the fans. You're not watching. And when you watch, it's easy to judge. It's easy to look at specs.
Right.
You know, I want to encourage you. I've broken any spectacles that I've had. I've broke them things. I've broke the gavels. I encourage you to break any kind of gavels.
It's so important, too, because remember, ultimately, we're going to stand before the judgment seat. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Mm.
And in the context of that, we want to be able to stand before him, because he says, if we don't forgive others, we will not be forgiven. Ever how we judged others, we will be judged. So if we're wondering how it will be at the throne room of God, well, we're kind of living that out right now, aren't we?
Sure.
All those judgments coming our way. We're going to be talking to you more about this barge out there, this Google barge that's out there. Also, wisdom moments, abiding moments from Pat's going to be sharing with us, how to have the heart of gratitude when we're giving, and so much more. Make sure you catch us. It's not over. I want to say goodbye to all of our Christian Television Network audience out there.
We want to thank all of our underwriters and sponsors. Visit all of them at VFNTV.com, where you can find all their contact information. Visit our sponsors, VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, quite often, you know, we're looking and we're searching, we're trying to find out, you know, maybe this will actually make me feel better. Maybe this job will fix me. Maybe this relationship will fix me. Maybe money will fix me. Maybe education will fix me. Maybe medication will fix me. I don't know what it is, but something we're always trying to, we don't consciously say, hey, I need a fix. We don't consciously say I have a hole in my heart and I'm trying to fill it. But the truth is, if we really studied it, if we really thought it through, the truth is that we have a hole in our heart and we're trying to fill it and nothing's working. And I'm going to tell you something, that journey that you went on, that you went to relationship after relationship, you went to job after job, you went after money, you went after fame, whatever it is, and it leaves you not only dry, but it leaves you shameful. It leaves you like, I'm not worth anything now. But let me tell you something, that was nothing but a distraction, that our God, through his son, Jesus Christ, can actually cleanse you from all that. Don't worry about it. It's only religious people who will tell you that God won't accept you. That's like the Pharisees. That's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. You know, you've got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful. As a matter of fact, we shared a few of our stories at meetmyfather.org. We've shared a couple of them just to find out so you can get the different perspectives of how, you know, the people that God saves. You know, Paul said this. He said, the reason why God saved me is because I was the chiefest of sinners. And by looking at me, you can see how big his grace is. There's enough grace for you. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. What a powerful, powerful word, just hearing about ever how we judge others will be judged. And it's not that we're not supposed to help each other. We first have to deal with our own stuff before we can help someone else.
That's right.
And if we're moving ahead of the game without being, if we have not even been discipled yet in the Lord, or we've forgotten who we are in God, we need to get that right first before we can help anybody. And there's nothing like being at the receiving end of discipline from God that helps us very carefully walk people through the times in their life when they're going through discipline, which this is consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. And what son doesn't undergo discipline?
Yeah,
that's right.
But if you never dealt with the pole in your eye or the big things in your life, You hurt people when you're trying to help them with their specs, or you just real harsh when it comes time to them going through hardship. You don't have any empathy. You're just like, get over it. Now, I used to say that until I got under it. And now when I got under it, I don't say that anymore. It's not easy to get over it. So it depends on what's going on. Sometimes you spend your whole life like, this is it. This is what God has given me to walk out.
It's the thorn. Mother Teresa said that if we spend all of our time judging people, we won't have any time to love them.
Right.
And so I was like, let's not do that. We're called to love.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety
at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.